We're here today at a place just outside Lisburn called Belshaw's Quarry on the White Mountain. And you'll notice here in the background an old stairway, an old pathway that leads from the bottom of the quarry up to the roadside and up to the surface, if you like. And as I was looking at this, it reminded me of a story in the Word of God in Genesis chapter 28 about a young man called Jacob. And Jacob left home one time and wanted to go off into the far country, a little bit like the prodigal son, leaving the confines of his parents' home and all of their rules and all of their thoughts, and off he went. And I'm sure his parents were greatly concerned about him. Jacob had made many mistakes in his life, but the Lord still had a great plan and purpose for him. And the first night that Jacob was away from home, he lay himself down to sleep under the open canopy of heaven and took a stone and used that stone for a pillow. And as he was sleeping, the Bible says in Genesis 28 and verse number 12, "And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up upon the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending upon it." And here he was, and he saw that there's a way that's been opened that stretches from earth to heaven, the angels ascending and descending upon it. And that ladder that he saw, that stairway to heaven, if you like, was a picture of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who at the commencement of his earthly ministry said, "From henceforth you shall see the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Throughout the Savior's earthly life, the angels ministered to him. They announced his birth. They strengthened him in the wilderness. They announced his resurrection. An angel appeared with them in the Garden of Gethsemane. And then angels spoke about his second coming whenever he ascended into heaven from the Mount of Olives. And the Bible says that whenever he returns again to this earth, the angels will come with him. And so that ladder that was stretched from the earth to the heaven, had its feet on the earth and the top reached into heaven, is a picture of the person and work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He left the splendor of heaven and came into this earth and stood on this earth. And he opened a way. He is the door, and he opened a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. One way, God said, to get to heaven, Jesus is the only way. One way to reach those pearly mansions, Jesus is the only way. And as Jacob saw this ladder, and as the Lord began to minister to him through this great dream or this great vision, all of a sudden Jacob became very, very aware of the presence of God, the holiness of God, the grace of God, and the love of God in his life. And that was a night that changed him forever. And if you were to really see the Lord Jesus Christ in all of his glorious fullness as he's revealed in Scripture, and see the holiness of God and the grace of God and the love of God in providing a way back to God and a way one day to heaven from this earth in the person and work of Jesus Christ, we too, like Jacob, would yield our lives completely to him. Maybe you've never done that. I trust that even today you will think about who Jesus Christ is, why he came, and that he alone is the ladder, the stairway, if you like, to heaven. God bless you so much. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next time.